这一次我本来想和弟兄姊妹传三篇的信息。
This time I meant to preach three messages.
头一篇是要讲到和主交通的意义。
The first one is the meaning how to fellowship with God.
第二篇讲到和主的交通与我们生命长进的关系。
The second one is the relationship to fellowship with God.
第三篇就说到我们和主交通所显出来的一种的生活。
The third message will be the manifestation in our life after we fellowship with God.
不过今天早晨我祷告的时候，主要我今天早晨稍微改一下。
This morning, when I pray to the Lord, He wants me to change my message.
那主要我讲到伯大尼。
He wants me to talk about.
那我想就要和弟兄姊妹说到伯大尼的事。
So today I want to talk to you about Bethania.
那我们读马太福音第二十一章。
Let's read the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21.
我们从十二节读到第十九节，马太福音二十一章十二节到十九节。
Matthew chapter 21 verses 12 to 21。
还是请大家一起来读。
We read it all together.
耶稣进了神的殿，赶出殿里一切做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱之桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子，对他们说：经上记着说，我的殿必称为祷告的殿，你们倒使它成为贼窝了。在殿里有瞎子、瘸子到耶稣跟前，他就治好了他们。祭司长和文士看见耶稣所行的奇事，又见小孩子在殿里喊着说：何塞纳，归于大卫的子孙，就甚恼怒，对他说：这些人所说的你听见了吗？耶稣说：是的，经上说，你从婴孩和吃奶的口中完全了赞美的话，你们没有念过吗？于是离开他们，出城到伯大尼去，在那里住宿。早晨回城的时候，他饿了，看见路旁有一棵无花果树，就走到跟前，在树上找不着什么，不过有叶子，就对树说：从今以后你永不结果子。那无花果树就立刻枯干了。好，那这里说到圣殿。
Here talks about the temple.
我的殿。
My temple.
那个殿在原文里头可以翻作家。
The temple in the original language can be translated home.
实在是那个这两个翻译就是一个字。
These two translation means one word.
说神的殿就是神的家。
The temple of God means the house of God.
那我们再读约翰福音第十一章。
We also turn the Gospel of John, chapter 11.
对不起，我们先读路加福音第十章。
I'm sorry, we read first the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10.
第四章三十八节到四十二节。
Chapter 10, verse 38 to 40, verse 42.
他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就近前来说：主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。耶稣回答说：马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚一定选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。我们再读约翰福音十一章。
Read John chapter 11. Gospel of John chapter 11.
从第五节我们先读到第二十九节。
We read from verse 5 to verse 29.
Jesus 素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路，听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍住了两天，然后对门徒说，我们再往犹太去吧。门徒说，拉比，犹太人进来要拿石头打你，你还往那里去吗？耶稣回答说，白日不是有十二小时吗？人在白日走路就不致跌倒，因为看见这世上的光，若在黑夜走路就必跌倒，因为他们没有光。耶稣说了这话，随后对他们说，我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。门徒说，主啊，他若睡了就必好了。耶稣这话是指到他死说的，他们却以为说照常睡了。耶稣就明明地告诉他们说，拉撒路死了，我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。如今我们可以往他那里去吧。多马又称为基督马，就对同伴的门徒说，我们也去和他通死吧。耶稣到了，就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经四天了。伯大尼离耶路撒冷不远，约有六里路，有好些犹太人来看马大和玛利亚，要为他们的兄弟安慰他们。马大听见耶稣来了，就出去迎接他，玛利亚却仍然坐在家里。马大对耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死，就是现在我也知道你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。耶稣说，你兄弟必然复活。马大说，我知道在末日复活的时候他必复活。耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，反活着信我的人必永远不死。你信这话吗？马大说，主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。马大说了这话，就回去暗暗地叫他妹子玛利亚说，夫子来了，叫你。玛利亚听见了，就急忙起来到耶稣那里去。好，我们再读第三十九节到四十四节。
We also read verse 39 to verse 44.
耶稣说，你们把石头挪开。那死人姐姐马大对他说，主啊，他现在必是臭了，因为他死了已经四天了。耶稣说，我不是对你说过，你若信就必看见神的荣耀吗？他们就把石头挪开。耶稣举目望天说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你一定听我，我也知道你常听我，但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。说了这话，就大声呼叫说，拉撒路出来。那死人就出来了，手脚裹着布，脸上包着手巾。耶稣对他们说，解开，叫他走。好，我们再读第十二章。
We also read chapter 12, John chapter 12.
第一节到第八节。
Verse 1
through 8. 逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席，马大伺候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。玛利亚就拿着已经极贵的真拿大香膏抹在耶稣脚上，又用自己头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的假料人犹大说，这香膏为什么不卖三十两银子周济穷人呢？他说这话并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊汤取其中所存的。耶稣说，由他吧， 他是为我安放之日存留的，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。我们再读第十一节。
We also read verse 11.
因有好些人犹太人为拉撒勒的缘故回去信了耶稣。我们再读一次，末了一处了，路加福音第二十四章。
The last place we're going to read is Gospel of Luke chapter 24.
Verses 50 to the end.
Jesus
领他们到伯达尼对面，就举手给他们祝福。正祝福的时候，他就离开他们，被带到天上去了。他们就拜他，大大的欢喜，回耶路撒冷去，常在殿里称颂神。这里。第五四节说，耶稣领他们到伯达尼的对面，最好是这样的翻。
In verse 50, they said that Jesus led them to the other side of Bethany is better to translate.
耶稣把他们领出来，直到伯达尼对面。
Jesus led them out and go to Bethany.
这样比较更清楚一点。
Probably is clearer to translate this way.
我们刚才读的马太福音第二十一章。
We just read 21st chapter of Matthew.
那里说到主耶稣最末了一次去耶路撒冷工作。
It talks about the last time the Lord Jesus went to Jerusalem to work.
他白天在耶路撒冷做工，到晚上的时候就回到伯达尼去住宿。
He went to Jerusalem to work during the day. At night, he went back to Bethany to rest.
虽然耶路撒冷在那有神的殿，就是神的家，但是他在耶路撒冷却不能得到一个安息的地方。
Even though the temple, the house of God, is in Jerusalem, but he cannot receive the rest over there.
他的心在那里也不能得到满足。
His heart was not satisfied over there.
在白天时候，他在那里做了许多的工作。
During the day, he worked a lot over there.
他叫瞎子那儿看见，瘸子那儿行走。
He made the blind can see and the lame can walk.
还有好多小孩子看见他所行的神迹和奇事，他们就拿着棕树枝在那喊着说：“何山哪，归于那个大卫的子孙。
”And the children, when they saw the miracles, Jesus.Performed, they cry out and say, "Hosanna! The praise should be for the Son of God."
他虽然做了这些工作，也在那有许多赞美的声音，但是他在那里不能得到满足。
Even though he did a lot in Jerusalem and had a lot of praising, but his heart was not satisfied.
为什么在那里不能得到满足
？Why he could not be satisfied?
圣经告诉我们说，在神的殿里面有许多卖牛羊鸽子的。
The Bible told us in the temple there were a lot of people they sell the flocks and the pigeons
还有那些兑换银钱的人
and the money changers
主耶稣告诉他们说你们把我父的殿变成了地窝了
the Lord Jesus told them you have changed the temple of God to a thief's den
那么这些光景不仅是叫主耶稣心里不能得到满足
This condition not only make Jesus unsatisfied,
并且教主的心非常的气愤
and he was very furious about it.
圣经给我们看见，他用绳子边做边织，把那些卖牛羊鸽子统统的赶出去。
And the Bible also tells us that Jesus Christ chased them out with the scourge.
也把那带兑换银钱桌子那推倒。
And he turned over the table of the money changers.
那不仅是一次，有两次这样的记载。
Not only.Mentioned once, but twice was recorded.
那么圣经就注明说是洁净圣殿。
The Bible gives a title of this is the cleansing of the temple.
也实在也是洁净圣殿，那是主耶稣在那实行审判。
It is really a purification of the temple because that was the judgment of Jesus.
那个在神的殿里面充满了这许多做买卖的人。
The temple of God was filled with the business.
主在那里得不到满足，也得不到安息。
The Lord could not be satisfied nor can be rested.
所以白天做完了工作之后，他晚上就回到伯达尼，住在伯达尼。
So during the day he works in Jerusalem, but at night he go back to Bethany to rest.
伯拿尼虽然是一个小的村庄，但是就在那里找到了一个安息的所在。
Bethany is a small town, but the Lord Jesus found rest there.
他的心在那里得到了满足。
His heart can be satisfied over there.
为什么主耶稣在那里能得到满足？
Why Jesus?Heart can be satisfied in there.
在下面有许多的圣经节就给我们看见那个原因在什么地方。
The Bible also tells us the reason why.
弟兄姊妹，今天主在那个他的子民当中也是这样。
Brothers and sisters, now the Lord, in His children, His condition is similarly like that.
虽然现在有许多人是在基督教里面。
Even though he has a lot of people in Christian energy,
也有聚会，也有各种宗教的活动。
They attend meetings. They participate all the activities.
住在那里也做了许多的工作。
The Lord did a lot of work among them.
在那里也有人蒙恩，他们或者得了医治，或者他们属灵生命在有了长进。
Some are saved. Some are healed. Some are.Has spiritual growth.
或者在那里有感谢赞美的声音，在那神的子民当中，或者神的儿女们当中，在那发表出来。
Maybe they are praising and thanksgiving among them.
但是主耶稣在那里不一定能得到满足的。
But the Lord Jesus is not necessarily satisfied.
因为另外一方面，给我们看见在那个神的百姓当中，充满了那些做买卖的人和兑换银钱的人。
Because among them, there are a group of people, they are filled with the, business ideas.
他们当然侍奉神是为了自己利益，当然侍奉神。
They serve the Lord for a special beneficial purpose.
为了自己权势，为了自己的满足，为了自己的地位来当然侍奉神。
They serve the Lord for his own desire, for his own satisfaction, or for his own authority.
所以常常看见在神的儿女们中间充满了那个许多争竞的事情。
That's why we see a lot of strife among the children of God.
那这种的光景不能够叫主的心得到满足。
This condition will not satisfy the heart of Jesus.
不能够叫主在那得到安息。
And the Lord cannot be rested.
不可以在他们中间在那做工，却不能叫他的心得到满足。
Even though the Lord can work among them, but his heart cannot be rested.
他今天要得到一个地方，像伯大尼一样。
Today he wants to have a place like Bethany.
是那么单纯，是那么清洁。
So pure and so clean.
他把自己能够安家在那个地方。
He can settle himself over there.
他能够在那里得到喜乐，得到满足。
And he can receive the joy and satisfaction.
弟兄姊妹，在这个时代里面，主仍然是这样。
Brothers and sisters, nowadays the Lord is still seeking this.
他的心在伯大尼的身上。
His heart is in Bethany.
他的眼睛在伯大尼身上。
His eyes is upon Bethany.
不在乎外面有多少的人。
It doesn't matter how many people are there.
也不在乎外面的工作是怎样的庞大。
It doesn't matter how great the work is.
若是有一般弟兄姊妹，他们是倾心爱主。
If there is a group of brothers and sisters, they love the Lord with a pure heart.
他们是在那单纯追求主的一般人。
They seek the Lord with a pure heart.
就在他们中间就能得到满足，就能得到安息。
And the Lord can be satisfied through them.
我想讲这些话语，也可能只有意思，是盼望你们能在地上成为一个伯大尼。
I'm saying this, I just hoping that many of you will become the Bethany.
当主耶稣在从这个伯大尼回到耶路撒冷去做工的时候。
When the Lord Jesus went from Bethany to Jerusalem to work,
他就看见一棵无花果树长满了叶子。
He saw a fig tree and filled up with leaves.
他怎样去找一点果子，使他里头能够得到满足。
He was trying to search for some fruits to satisfy himself.
但是那一个树没有果子，只有叶子。
But that tree had no fruits except leaves.
住在他身上不能够得到满足。
The Lord's heart cannot be satisfied.
所以就落在主的咒诅之下，树立刻就枯干了。
So the tree was under the curse of God and is withered.
但是伯大尼却不是这样。
Not only that.
伯大尼它是无花果之家。
But Bethany is different.
在那里充满了无花果。
They have a lot of fig fruits.
主在那里不仅是能得到安息，但也能够让主的心得到满足。
The Lord Jesus, not only he can be rested all there, but he has a lot of fruits to satisfy himself.
弟兄姊妹，我实在盼望你们能成为一个伯大尼。
Brothers and sisters, I really hope that
不在乎你们人数有多少。
Every one of you would become Bethany.
不在乎你们工作怎样的庞大。
It doesn't matter how many people you have.
乃在乎你们有合适的条件。
It depends that you have a fitted condition.
让主的心在你们里头得到满足。
So the heart of the Lord can be satisfied.
让主的心能得到安息。
So the heart of the Lord can be rested.
那不知道你怎样能够叫主得到满足呢？
How Bethany can satisfy the Lord?
或者他为什么能够叫主在那里得到安息呢
？Why he can satisfy the Lord?
我们读路加福音的时候，那头一个条件
，When we read the Gospel of Luke, the first condition
就是他们这一班是接待主耶稣的人。
This is the group of people that received the Lord.
你知道，当主耶稣当初在地上行走的时候
，When Jesus walking on earth,
没有什么人认识他，也没有什么人接待他。
Not many people knew him, not many received him.
他虽然是创造万有的主宰
Even though he was the creator of everything.
但是他到自己地方来，自己人却不接待他
When he came to his own place, nobody received him.
多少时候他做了工作，行了许多的神迹和奇事
A lot of time he worked and performed miracles.
但到了晚上的时候，他一个人孤孤单单到山上去祷告
But at night, he just walked lonesomely to the mountain to pray himself.
许多人都回到自己家里面去了。
Everybody went to their own home.
只有我们主耶稣，他在地上好像无家可归一样。
Our Lord Jesus doesn't even have a home to go home.
他说：“狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。”
He said, "The fox has hole, the birds has nest, but the Son of God doesn't have a place to rest his head."
没有一个地方叫他心得到满足的。
No place can satisfy him.
没有一个地方能叫他心得到安息的。
No place that his heart can be rested.
他地上常常从加利利到耶路撒冷，从耶路撒冷到加利利。
He often walked from Galilee to Jerusalem and vice versa.
没有人认识他，也没有人接待他。
Nobody knew him. Nobody received him.
他当走到伯大尼的时候，哪里有一般人？他们接待主耶稣。
But when he walked to Bethany, a group of people received him.
他们接受主耶稣。
They received the Lord Jesus.
他们相信主耶稣。
They believed the Lord Jesus.
他们认识主耶稣。
They knew the Lord Jesus.
他们把主耶稣接待到他们家里面去。
They received him to their homes.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们若是蒙恩得救了。
Brothers and sisters, if you are saved today,
我们是相信主耶稣的人。
We are the one who believe the Lord Jesus.
就是接受主耶稣的人。
That means we received him.
弟兄姊妹，住在我们里头能得到满足。
Brothers, that we can satisfy him.
今天在这个世界里面。
Now in this world.
不要说在那些极权的世界里头。
Not only in the country of the strong country like a communist country.
就是在那个自由的世界里面。
Even in free country.
也没有多少人在认识主耶稣。
We don't have many people know the Lord Jesus also.
也没有多少人在接受主耶稣的。
Not many people want to receive the Lord Jesus.
他们虽然是基督教的国家。
Even though they are Christian country.
但是主在那里却不能得到满足。
But the Lord cannot be satisfied.
他们藐视主耶稣，轻看主耶稣。
They despise him.
多少人在拒绝主耶稣？
Many forsake him.
他们把主耶稣完全摆在一边。
Put Jesus aside.
他们没有接受主耶稣。
They didn't receive the Lord.
主在他们中间也不能得到地位。
The Lord Jesus has no position.
他们虽然有基督教的名义，却没有基督教的实际。
They only have the Christianity in name, but not in reality.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢赞美主。
Brothers, we praise the Lord.
我们因着主的怜悯，开启我们的眼睛，叫认识主耶稣，他是神的儿子，是我们的救主。
Because of his mercy, he opened our eyes that we know that he is Son of God.
我们看见主耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上。
We saw that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins.
我们爱主耶稣，我们相信主耶稣。
We love him and we believe in him.
我们接受了主耶稣。
We received him.
虽然我们是那个群众当中一小部分，但是主耶稣在我们这小部分身上就得到了满足。
Even though we're a small group, minority, but the Lord has satisfaction among this small group.
他们不仅是接受主耶稣的一般人。
Not only they have received the Lord Jesus.
他们也是拣选主耶稣的一般人。
They are the one that they choose the Lord.
主耶稣在他们家里头，成为他们家庭的中心。
When the Jesus was in the home, Jesus Christ became the center of the home.
你看，在玛利亚身上，岂不就是这样吗
？Is it true in Mary's heart?
当主耶稣进到他家里面的时候，之后
When Jesus entered into their home.
那这个玛利亚，她就一直在坐在主耶稣脚前，在听主耶稣讲道。
She just sat beside Jesus and listening to his teaching.
她不仅是听，是继续在听。
Not only listening, but continue to listen.
也可能从早晨八点钟一直听到中午十二点钟，还在那儿听。
Maybe from 8 o'clock in the morning until 12 o'clock noon.
那这位主耶稣就把他整个人呢吸引住了。
And this Jesus just draw her so close to himself.
主耶稣就把她心在夺去了。
And the Lord Jesus take over her soul.
她就舍不得离开主耶稣。
She didn't want to leave him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你们在这里，你们恐怕不肯听我讲这么长的时间吧
？Brothers and sisters, maybe you are not willing to listen to me for such a long time.
若是主耶稣在这讲的话，你们都喜欢留在这里。
And、the Lord Jesus is speaking to you.
啊，那你们的心都要给主耶稣吸引住了。
And、your heart will be all drawn to him.
啊，主耶稣在征服了我们的心。
The Lord Jesus will overcome our heart.
主耶稣的话语是那么甘甜。
And his word is so sweet.
是那么温柔。
So gentle.
是那么有权柄。
With full of authority.
他不仅是能够知道我们里面的需要。
He knows the need inside of
us. 他也能够满足我们里面的需要。
He can satisfy our longing.
他所讲的话语，我们有都在响应的。
And all he said, we will be responsible.
我们听到的话语，真是那儿的甘甜，比你芬芳下地的蜜还要甘甜。
His word is so sweet, it's even sweeter than honey.
他的声音是那么柔和。
His voice is so gentle.
啊，这位主耶稣太可爱，太宝贝了。
Lord Jesus is so lovable.
没有一个遇见主耶稣的人舍得离开主耶稣。
No one who has really met Jesus is willing to leave him.
玛利亚接受了主耶稣，她一直坐在主耶稣脚前，在听主耶稣讲道。
Mary received the Lord Jesus. He sat beside him and keep on listening.
她听到一个地步，把时间也忘记了。
He listened so attentively and forgot about time.
把他应该所做的事情、该负的责任，通通都忘记了。
She even forgot her own responsibility.
他整个心里面就充满了主耶稣。
Her heart was filled with the Lord.
眼睛在瞻仰主耶稣。
Her heart was looking up.
那个心就充满了主耶稣。
And her heart was filled.
除了主耶稣之外，他什么都忘记了。
She forgot everything except Jesus Christ.
这位主耶稣就成了他的世界。
The Lord Jesus became her whole world.
就成了他的一切。
And become everything.
弟兄姊妹，他们不仅是接待主耶稣，并且主耶稣在他们家里头得到了地位。
Not only did receive the Lord Jesus, but the Lord has a special position in their life.
不像我弟兄刚才所说的，有好多人接受了主耶稣，把主耶稣摆在那个摆到墙角那里。
Just like our brother mentioned, to some received the Lord Jesus, but squeezed him to a corner.
有好多人再这样常年经月都不理主耶稣的。
That's true. They just leave him alone for months and years.
弟兄姊妹，他们接受了主，他们亲近主。
Brothers and sisters, but this group they received the Lord and they come to be close with.
他们拣选主耶稣。
They chose Jesus.
他们以主耶稣为他们的喜乐，他们的满足。
And they, Jesus is the joy and their satisfaction.
就像那作诗人所说的，我的好处不在你以外。
Just like the psalmist, all the goodness. Not
你是我的一切的好处。
You are all my goodness.
弟兄姊妹，他们这样的拣选主。
Brothers, they have chosen God.
主耶稣说了，他已经拣选了那上好的福分。
But Jesus Christ said he has chosen the best portion.
这一个福分是永远都不能被夺去的。
And this portion can never be taken away.
不但玛利亚是这样，连马大也是这样。
Not only Mary was like that, Matthew was.
许多时候我们提到马大，我们对马大就有个不好的印象。
When we talk about Martha, we think something is wrong with her.
啊，这个马大呀，真是马大，好像大马一样。
They said Martha, she just like a big horse.
她就是思虑烦扰。
Always worry and confused.
弟兄姊妹，马大是相当不错的。
But Martha is a good person.
我们必须把我们的观念在改变过来。
We have to change our mind.
当主耶稣都进到他们家里面，马大在那从早到晚在那忙忙什么？他是为了主耶稣而忙的。
When Jesus entered into their home, Martha was busy all day. What she was busy for? Because she was busy for the Lord Jesus.
有好多人是为了自己事业。
A lot of people busy for their own business.
有好多人是为了自己家庭。
A lot of people busy for their own family.
有好多人是为了自己的前途。
A lot of people busy about their own money.
有好多人是为了自己的享受，自己的满足。
Some for the their own enjoyment.
是没有人为了主耶稣的。
Nobody is busy for Jesus.
在这里有一个人，他是为了主耶稣的。
But here is one person. She was busy for the Lord.
他可能为了主耶稣在预备饭食。
And she was preparing the dinner for.
从早晨一直忙到中午，那个饭还没有做出来。
From morning until noon, it wasn't ready.
他预备很多很多的菜。
Because she must cook a lot.
但是可惜主耶稣没有享受到。
But unfortunately, Jesus didn't enjoy.
他不仅是为着主耶稣的。
Not only she worked for.
并且他有难处的时候，他就去告诉主耶稣。
And when she has problems, she went to Jesus and tell him.
到了中午饭还没预备出来呢，真是急得不得了。
She was so worried. At noontime, the dinner wasn't ready.
他这么急啊，他不去找玛利亚算账的。
She didn't go to Mary to talk about it.
她是姐姐，她应当去责备玛利亚。
She is elder sister. She should go to blame on Mary.
你怎么这样懒惰？你不快点帮我吗？那没有眼睛吗？
Why you're so lazy? You don't come to help me. Can't you see?
她没有去责备玛利亚。
She didn't go to blame on her.
她也没有去告诉别人，你看我的妹妹多懒惰，她一点不帮我忙的。
She didn't go to somebody else and tell others how inconsiderate her sister is.
弟兄姊妹，她有难处是到哪里去？到主耶稣哪里去？
When she has problems, she went directly to the Lord Jesus.
她去告诉主耶稣。
She went to tell Jesus.
当告诉主耶稣。
You should tell Jesus.
当告诉主耶稣。
You should tell Jesus.
把你一切的需要告诉主耶稣。
Tell him all you need.
把你一切难处告诉主耶稣。
Tell all your difficulties.
把你所有的不满意都告诉主耶稣。
Tell him all your satisfaction.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在他们家里面成为那个中心的人物。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus became a central portion.
虽然是玛大的家。
This is the family of Martha.
虽然是玛利亚的家。虽然是拉撒路的家。但是在那里给我们看见那是主耶稣的家。他们尊敬主耶稣。他们把主耶稣摆在主人地位上面。他们爱主耶稣。他们告诉主耶稣。他们祷告主耶稣。他们有什么难处都跟主耶稣去讲。主耶稣是他们的中心呢。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我真是巴不得你们中间也是这样。
Dear brothers, sisters, I hope all of you are like that.
我巴不得你每一位弟兄姊妹都是这样。
I hope every one of you.
我们不仅接受了主耶稣，我们也让主耶稣在我们里面做主。
Not only we have received him, we let him to be our master.
我们讲解，我们那个拣选主耶稣，也让主耶稣在我们里头能得到地位。
We choose him that he can obtain a high position in our hearts.
把我们所有的事情都带到主耶稣这里来。
Bring everything of ours to him.
主耶稣是我们的中心。
Because the Lord Jesus is the center.
每一件事都是和主耶稣连起来的。
Everything of ours will be connected with him.
弟兄姊妹，若是这样的话，谁都的难处都很快的解决了。
We do this, all our difficulty will be solved right.
你看马大去告诉主耶稣的时候，难处有没有解决呢？
When Martha went to Jesus, did she solve her problem?
那主耶稣说，马大马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。
The Lord Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you are anxious for so many things.
但是不可少的只有一件。
But one thing is needful.
玛利亚已经选择那上好的一部分是不能夺去的。
Mary has chosen the good portion and it can never be taken.
哦，弟兄姊妹，主耶稣这样一说之后，马大还有没有话说呀？
After the Lord Jesus said this, Martha couldn't say anything.
不仅一句话都没有了，并且整个的心都平息下来了。
Not only she didn't say anything, her heart was quiet.
哦，要是找玛利亚去吵的话，那恐怕要吵半天，吵不完的。
If she went to Mary and argued with her, then won't finish for a short period.
她要去告诉别人的话，那真是弄到他们家庭乱七八糟了。
If she tells somebody else, then they have more confusion.
她就是告诉主耶稣，一告诉主耶稣，主耶稣只要主耶稣一说话，所有问题都解决了。
So she went to Jesus. When Jesus opened his mouth, the problem is solved.
哦，亲爱的兄弟，主耶稣的话语虽然是那温柔，却是有权柄、有能力。
Brothers and sisters, the word of Jesus, even though it's gentle, but it's full of power.
一进到我们里面，所有的不平都过去了。
When he enters into our hearts, all the indignity will be vanished.
我们所有的意愿都平静下来了。
And all our blaming will be disappeared.
主的话语就这么奇妙。
It's so wonderful.
所以当告诉主耶稣，当告诉主耶稣。
So we should tell the Lord Jesus.
让主耶稣成为你们的中心。
Let Jesus be our center.
第二方面，他们接受主耶稣的训练。
The second part, they receive the training of the Lord Jesus.
我们读到约翰福音第十一章的时候
When we read the Gospel of John chapter 11,
我们就看见这个家庭遭遇了难处
We saw that were problems in that
那唯一的男孩子在病了
The only son was sick.
并且病得非常严重
Very seriously,
他们开头时候祷告主耶稣以为主耶稣要来医治这个孩子
At the beginning they prayed to the Lord They thought that Jesus Christ will come
结果差遣人去请主耶稣来
Send somebody to call for Jesus
但主耶稣不来
But Jesus didn't come
主耶稣没有听他们祷告
Jesus didn't hear their prayers
主耶稣为什么不听他们祷告
Why he didn't hear for their prayers
主耶稣知道怎样做事情
He knew how to do things.
许多时候，我们都盼望说，主耶稣，你快点做，快点这样做，快点那样做。
A lot of time, we hope that the Lord Jesus will do things hurriedly.
我们有点着急的不得了，但主耶稣一点都不着急的。
We are so worried, but the Lord is so peaceful.
他这病不至于死。
He said this, he will not die.
他这病乃是为了神的荣耀。
He said this illness is for the glory of God.
也是叫神儿子的荣耀。
Also give glory to the children of
God. Oh, 弟兄姊妹，所有一切难处都是主来训练我们。
All the difficulties are the training from God to us.
无论是在家庭里面所遭遇的，或者在环境上面所遭遇难处。
Not only wherever we encounter, whether in the family or in the environment.
这些难处都是主在我们身上的工作。
All these problems are the work of the Lord.
主爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
主要训练我们。主要在我充满在我们里面。
He wants to fill us up.
从我们这彰显出来
to be manifested in.
弟兄姊妹什么叫荣耀
Brothers and sisters, what is glory?
荣耀很难说的一个词
it's a word very hard to
但是有一件事情可以说明荣耀的
one thing can say
荣耀就神那儿显出来了
glory is the manifestation of God.
荣耀就主耶稣那儿显出来了
the glory is the manifestation of the Lord Jesus.
那个神在什么地方显出来，什么地方充满了荣耀。
Wherever He is revealed, wherever the glory is filled up.
当那个会幕在那建造起来之后
，When the tabernacle was built up,
神就显在会幕中间。
He was manifested in the tabernacle.
那个会幕里面就充满了神的荣耀。
It was filled with His glory.
当圣殿在那建立起来之后
，After the temple was built.
神也显在那个会幕里面
He was also revealed in that temple.
那在一个圣殿里面就充满了神的荣耀
And the temple was filled with the
glory. 荣耀就神显出来了
Glory is the manifestation of God.
所以圣经说主耶稣就是神荣耀所发的光辉
So the Bible tells us the Lord Jesus is the glory of God.
主耶稣在地上就是把神在那儿彰显出来的
Lord Jesus was on earth to manifest the glory.
我们看见了主耶稣，就是看见了神。
When we see Jesus Christ, we see God.
他的话也把神那说明出来了。
And his word described God.
他的工作把神那彰显出来了。
His work has manifested God.
他的表现把神那彰显出来了。
His expression, everything described God.
所以他对腓力说：“你看见了我，就是看见了父。”
So he told Philip, "When you see me, you have seen God."
我与父原为一。
I am the Father of one.
父在他的里面，他就是父的彰显。
The Father is in him, and he is the manifestation.
他把神那显出来了。
And he have manifested.
所以说，主耶稣就是神荣耀所发的光辉。
That's why the Lord Jesus is the glory of the God.
弟兄姊妹，这是主耶稣地上的目的。
Brother and sister, this is the purpose why Jesus was on earth.
这也是主耶稣地上的职事。
This is also the service he was on.
他只有一件事情，叫把父在彰显出来。
He has one thing he wants to reveal his father.
给那地上人看见这位神是怎样的一位神。
The people can see what kind of God is.
弟兄姊妹，主把我们留在地上也是为了这一件事。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord leave us here on earth for this the same purpose.
主不是让我们在这聚聚会，在这唱唱歌，在这欢喜快乐一阵。
He doesn't leave us here to just have meetings and sing hymns and have joy together.
也不光是为了让我们在地上保守我们成家立业平平安安顺利顺顺利利。
He doesn't keep us here just to have a family and have our business.
弟兄姊妹，主为什么把我们留在地上
？Why he has kept us here?
他就是为了要我们把他自己在彰显出来。
He wants us to manifest God through us.
他要我们成为他的见证人
He wants us to be his witness.
在耶路撒冷撒玛利亚犹太全地直到地基做他的见证人
From Jerusalem, Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
让无论在什么地方把主耶稣在那彰显出来
where, wherever we are, we can manifest.
弟兄姊妹，这就是主在我们身上的目的。
Brother and sister, this is the purpose the Lord is on us.
这就是主把我留在地上的他的心意。
That's why He wants to keep us here.
弟兄姊妹，为了这一个缘故，他在我们身上就训练我们，要做工在我们的身上。
For this reason, He has to train us and has to have work upon us.
多少的艰难和痛苦都是主的工作。
A lot of difficulties and some calamities is for this purpose.
多少的失败和软弱也都是主的作为。
A lot of failures and failures is for His work.
主要试验我们，主要训练我们。
The Lord wants to train us.
要把自己充满在我们里面。
He wants to fill in us.
也让他自己从我们身上在彰显出来。
So that Himself can be manifested.
好让主的心意在我们身上得了成就。
So His desire can be fulfilled.
所以他说这并不至于死。
He said this sickness will not die.
这是为着神的荣耀。
It's for the glory of God.
也叫神的儿子因着这件事得了荣耀。
The Son of God can be glorified.
让主耶稣能够在他们中间彰显出来。
So that the Lord Jesus can be manifested among them.
但是你看这一个家庭，他们虽然接受了主耶稣。
This family, they had, even though they have received the Lord Jesus.
他们也拣选主耶稣，爱主耶稣。
They have chosen the Lord Jesus and loved the Lord Jesus.
他们也祷告主耶稣，把许多事情都告诉主耶稣。
They pray to Him and tell Him everything.
但是主在他们身上没有办法彰显出来。
But the Lord could not manifest through them.
主在他们中间不能得到荣耀。
The Lord cannot be glorified.
所以主要做工。
So the Lord has to do.
你看见这一般人是怎样的一般人呢？
Have you seen what kind of people this group are?
在每一般人身上都有难处。
All the people have some difficulty.
无论是在门徒们身上，或者在马大身上，或者玛利亚身上。
Maybe they have problems among disciples of Mary and Martha.
主耶稣他们中间，主耶稣他们身上就碰到难处。
The Lord Jesus always have difficulties among people.
主要在充满他们，没有办法充满他们。
The Lord wanted to fill them up, but he couldn't.
主要从他们身上彰显出来，但是彰显不出来。
He wanted to manifest through them.
那么这些人都是也身上埋了难处的。
Because they were filled with difficulties.
弟兄姊妹，你们知道不知道我们身上的难处最大难处什么？
Brothers and sisters, do you know what is the greatest difficulty in us?
好多人说我们知道是我们的罪是我们最大的难处。
Some say I know it's the sin in us.
那这我实在告诉你，这并不算大的难处。
I tell you, sin is not the greatest problem.
那这个世界那个世界的引诱也不是我们身上的难处。
The temptation of the world is not the greatest.
虽然这会影响我们，但是不是最大的难处。
Even though this all influences us, but it's not the
greatest problem. 你知道，在我们身上最大的难处乃是我们的这个自己。
Do you know the greatest problem in us is ourselves?
就是我们这一个人。
Me.
我就是主耶稣最大的难处。
I am the greatest problem.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们不要活在自己里面，自己在我们身上得不到地位。
If I don't want to live the way I want, sin has no power over.
我们若舍掉自己的话，世界在我们身上也毫无所有。
If we deny ourselves, the world cannot do anything to us.
罪和世界在我们身上能够那吸引我们，能够要缠累我们，都是因着我们是活在自己里面的一般人。
The sin and the world have power over us because we live in our own desire.
所以主在我们身上碰到最大的难处就是我们这一个人。
So the greatest problem the Lord Jesus have in us.
许多时候我以为说主要除掉我的罪。
At first we thought the Lord wanted to take away our sin.
许多时候我以为说主要除掉我所爱的东西。
A lot of time we think the Lord wanted to take the things we like.
实在不是我罪的问题，我的爱的东西问题，乃是我这个自己的问题。
It's not the problem of sin, not the problem, not the things we love, but the Lord wanted to.
你看这一帮门徒们，这一帮人，他们个个都是活在自己里面。
This group of people, they all live in themselves.
你看见那许多门徒们跟随主耶稣那样长的时间呢？
Remember, disciples followed the Lord Jesus for such a long time.
他们不认识主耶稣，他们还是活在自己里面。
They didn't know the Lord Jesus. They lived for their own.
当主耶稣在那听见拉撒路病了，在那等了两天，也没有去到伯大尼去。
When Jesus Christ heard that Lazarus was sick, he waited for 2 days.
那过了两天之后，主耶稣就说：“那么现在我们到犹太地区好了，我们到伯大尼去好了。”
After 2 days, he said, "Let us go to."
六里路很近很近的。
This Bethany only 6 miles from Jerusalem, very close.
门徒们马上就要拦住他。
the disciples stopped him.
啊，主耶稣，你知道不知道最近犹太人想要杀你，都不知道吗？
He said, Lord, don't you know the Jews want to kill you?
你还要往那里去吗？
Why you want to go?
你不会到那个地方去的。
You cannot go.
那太危险了。
Very dangerous.
你难道这些都忘记了，都不知道吗？
You don't even know this.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣知道不知道呢？
Brother, sister, you think Jesus?
主耶稣怎么不知道？
Of course he knew.
他是神的儿子，他是无所不知的。犹太人想要杀他，他还不知道吗？
The Jews want to kill him, of course he knew.
不要说他外面的举动他知道，连他们心里所存的意念他都知道。
Not only the things happen outside, even their desires they knew.
但是这些门徒们在那儿 在那里要拦住主耶稣。
But this group of disciples, they try to stop him.
不仅是拦住耶稣，而是教导主耶稣啊。
Not only he stopped him, but he teach
him. 你这件事情都不知道吗？
He was teaching him. He said, "Why you don't know this?"
那危险地方还能去吗？
This is a dangerous place.
起码现在不可以去，等了过去之后再说好了。
At least not right now. Maybe sometime later.
他们称呼主耶稣做拉比、做夫子、做先生，到底谁是先生？
They call Jesus Rabbi and teacher. Who is teacher?
他们说主耶稣是主啊，主啊，到底谁是主人？
Call Jesus Master, Master. Who was actually the Master?
不是主耶稣是主，是门徒们才是做主。
The Jesus Christ was not the Master.
哎呀，主耶稣还赶不上他们了。
Jesus could not do what they say.
主耶稣对环境一点都不认识。
They think Jesus doesn't knew any.
需要他们来教导主耶稣才可以。
They thought they need to teach him.
弟兄姊妹，这一般人活在自己里面。
Brother and sister, this group of people believe.
他们有他们的意见。他们有他们的看法，他们有他们的主张，他们有他们的经验，他们是活在自己里面的一般人。他们把主耶稣摆在一边，那主耶稣给他们讲了一番，讲了完了之后，主耶稣对他们说，他说拉撒路，我们的朋友拉撒路已经睡了。
He said our friend Lazarus is sleeping.
我去叫醒他。
Let me wake him up.
哎呀，那你他们都就说，哎呀，那你不要去了。
His disciples said, "Oh, you don't have to go then."
这一点经验我们该知道，人病了之后睡着就是要好了。
You should know this. If a person is sick and sleeping, that means he's well.
你何必再去呢
？Then why you go?
好像主耶稣对这病的常识都没有点常识。
It seems to be the Lord Jesus didn't even have the common sense.
那需要门徒在告诉他说，这个病啊，睡了就是好，要好了，你不要再去了。
Disciple says sleeping, that means he's well. You don't have to.
弟兄姊妹，我们笑着有门徒试探我们，就是这样一般人呐。
Now we laugh at the disciples. Actually, we're people just like them.
我们活在自己经验里面。
We live to ourselves.
我们活在自己常识里面。
We live in our own.
主在里头感动我们的时候，一点都感不动的。
The Lord have no.way to touch us.
英文说想一想，这一个不合乎常识。
Sometimes this is not agreeable.
这一个和我基础以往的经验不相同。
This doesn't agree with my own experience.
主在我们身上得不到出路。
The Lord cannot go through us.
到了之后，主耶稣又说：“我实在告诉你们，他是已经死了。”
Then Jesus said, "I tell you, he is dead."
那主耶稣说：“我们还是要去的。”
We should go.
这个门徒们看见主耶稣这样不听劝呢，算了，不要劝他了。
So the disciple thought Jesus Christ doesn't listen to them. They said, "Stop it."
一个成为低头马的多马就说：“好了，他去送死嘛，我们跟他一块儿去送死好了。”
Thomas said, "If he wants to go, we just go then. Go along."
就在那发了脾气了。
He was mad.
算了，一点都不听劝。好了，我们跟他一块儿去送死好了。
If he doesn't want to listen, then we just go and go.Die with him.
许多时候主耶稣不听我们劝呢，我们都和主耶稣在那发脾气。
All the time when Jesus Christ doesn't listen to us, we get mad.
好，你要这样做，你就这样做好了。
If you want to do this, just go ahead.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，我们这一般人就是活在自己里面的一般人。
Dear brothers and sisters, we live to ourselves just.
活在我们的主张里头。
And live in our own.
我们的意见。
Our own ideas.
我们的看法。
Our own beliefs.
我们的经验。
Our own experience.
这些就是我们的主人。
This is our master.
主在我们身上得不到地位。
And the Lord has no part in us.
没有办法从我们身上彰显出去。
And he has no way to manifest.
若是那一次他们主耶稣听他们的话，
if the Lord Jesus listened to them,
主的荣耀就没有办法彰显出来了。
The glory of God could not be manifested.
不仅门徒们是这样，马大难处，马大也是这样。
Not only the disciple had the problem, Martha had the same.
马大接受主耶稣，相当爱主耶稣。
Martha received the Lord Jesus. She loved him.
她为了服侍主耶稣，但忙得不得了。
She was so busy to serve him.
等到遭难处的时候，人家她看着她的光景就显明出来了。
But when she has problems, her condition showed up.
主耶稣来了，马大出来了迎接主耶稣。
When Jesus came, Matthew came out to receive.
这一个马大忙是很忙的。
She was very busy to serve.
但是马大一点都不笨，聪明得不得了。
Martha was not a foolish girl.
我们，非常聪明。
She is wise.
她的头脑在思想在一直转一直转的。
She keep on thinking and figuring everything.
她整个人都活在自己思想里面。
And she live on her own ideas and planning.
因为她活在自己思想里头，所以主耶稣说的话她听不进去的。
When she lives in her own thoughts, she could not hear.
看这一个马大，什么事都懂得，什么事都知道的。
Martha understand everything.
当她出来来迎接主耶稣的时候，你看她说了多少我知道。
When she came out to receive the Lord Jesus, how many times she said, I know.
主耶稣说一句话，我知道。
The Lord said this, and she said, I know.
再说，我知道。
Another thing, she said, yes, I know.
那主耶稣说，这个，那他一碰到主耶稣，就说，他说，哎呀，你若早在这里，我兄弟就不会死了。
When he saw Jesus Christ, if you came early, my brother didn't have to die.
我知道你现在向父求什么，父还是听你的。
I know that if you pray to God, he will also listen to you.
他是不是真知道啊？
Is she really knew?
现在不知道。
She didn't.
等到主耶稣说，你们把石头在那挪开。
When Jesus said to remove the stone.
他说，我知道他已经死了四天，已经臭掉了。
She said, I know she has died 4 days and she is already.
他实在是不认识主耶稣，但他是以为他是认识主耶稣了。
She actually didn't know the Lord Jesus, but she thought she did.
然后主耶稣说，我你兄弟必然复活。
Lord Jesus said, "Your brother will be raised."
他说我知道，到末日的时候必定复活的。
She said, "I know at the end she will be resurrected."
他以为说主耶稣说末了复活了。
She thought it's the resurrection.
主耶稣说复活在我，生命在我，虽然就信我的人虽然死了，必定复活。
The Lord Jesus said, "I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believes me in me, though he will die, but he will live."
凡活着信我的人，也必定不死。
Those who believe in me will never die.
你信这话吗？
Do you believe this?
他说，主啊，是的，我信。
She said, yes, Lord, I do.
这话说的前一半很好的。
The first part is good.
下半他信什么呢？
What she actually
believes. 我信你是基督，是神的儿子。
I believe you're the Christ, the Son of God.
你是那将要来到世界的。
You are the one who is coming to the world.
主耶稣说，我是生命，我是复活。
Jesus said, I'm the life and the resurrection.
信我的人必定不死。
Those who believe in me,
反活到信我的人永远都不会死。
Those who believe in me will never die.
主耶稣说，你信这话吗？
Jesus Christ said, do you believe this?
他说，我信你是基督，是神的儿子。
And she said, I believe you're Christ, the Son of God.
主耶稣的话一点都没听进去。
She didn't really listen what he said.
他还以为说主耶稣问他信仰到底正确不正确呢。
She thought the Lord Jesus was testing her faith.
那说了这话之后呢，她就跑掉了。
After that, she ran away.
你回到家里面去叫玛利亚去了。
And she ran quietly to looking for Mary.
她说，夫子来了叫你。
She said, the teacher is here. He's calling you.
主耶稣有没有叫玛利亚呢？
Did Jesus calling her?
主耶稣根本没有叫玛利亚。
He didn't call Mary.
我们要说，马大，你这话不准确。主耶稣哪里叫让你去叫玛利亚？
She said, what Martha did said wasn't accurate.
你要这样，责备他，他一定说我知道，他心里是这样意思的。
If you say so, she probably said, I knew. Probably he thought that way.
他不仅知道主耶稣所说的，他也知道主耶稣心里的故事。
Not only she knew what Jesus said, but she knew Jesus was thinking.
这个马大聪明得不得了。
Martha is so wise.
他知道主耶稣。
She knew the Lord Jesus.
他也知道许多神学，许多道理，他都知道的。
She knew a lot of theology and a lot of.
他知道主耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，有正确的信仰。
She believed the Lord Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, is a very fundamental.
对主耶稣的神位一点都没问题的。
She has no problem with his position.
他也知道主耶稣心里的故事，还没有说出来，他都知道。
She also know the story inside of Jesus.
若是有这个神学博士的话，我看马大应当得神学博士了。
Matthew should be a doctor's degree in theology.
他实在什么都懂得的。
She seemed to understand.
弟兄姊妹，这一个知道成了主耶稣难处。
But This kind of knowledge become a difficulty of the Lord.
主的话语一点都说不进去。
The word of Jesus cannot go into.
没有办法听见主的声音。
She could not hear.
当主在说话的时候，她的思想一直转，一直转。
When the Lord Jesus talking to her, her my idea was just.
主没法知道说什么话。
She didn't know what Jesus was talking.
她也不领会主耶稣所说的。
She cared nothing what Jesus.
她虽然不领会，但是她以为说自己都懂得。
Even though she didn't understand, but she thought she understood it.
你无论讲什么，她都我知道。
Whatever Jesus said, she said I know.
弟兄姊妹，这样的人有什么办法
？What can you do to a person like?
那么这个玛利亚呢？爱主是很爱主。
How about Mary? She loved the Lord.
那真是爱主，爱得不得了。
She really loved the Lord.
爱起主来呀，什么都不管的。
But she loved the Lord, she cares for nothing.
但是发起脾气来也相当大的。
But when she get mad, it's very serious too.
在家里头不晓得跟马大发脾气不发脾气。
I don't know whether she get mad with Martha or not.
但现在你看见她发脾气跑到主耶稣身上去了。
Now she was getting mad at the Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣没有听他们祷告。
Because the Lord Jesus didn't hear their prayers.
来晚了两天。
He was 2 days late.
好了，你不听我祷告，你来了我也不去接你。
If you don't listen to my prayers, I won't receive you when you come.
那我就坐在我自己家里头，我更不去接你。
She just sit in her home.
你跟主耶稣说发脾气。
She was mad.
弟兄姊妹，好多爱主耶稣的人常常跟主耶稣发脾气的。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of Christians they love the Lord but they get mad at God.
一发脾气了，我也不祷告了。
When they are mad, they stop their praying.
我也不聚会了。
They stop going to the meeting.
我也不读圣经了。
They stop reading the Bible.
这个并不是他不爱主耶稣啊。
It doesn't mean that they don't love the Lord.
爱起主耶稣了，比任何人都爱主耶稣的。
They love the Lord, they really do.
但是发起脾气来，什么都不要，什么都不管了。
But when they are mad, they just give up.
他们是活在情感里边的一般人。情感。
They live in the realm of emotions.
那这个情感呢，叫主耶稣在里头没法得到地位。
In this emotions, the Jesus Christ cannot have his own position.
弟兄姊妹，我们的思想意见主战。
Brothers and sisters, our thoughts, our ideas, and our plannings.
我们的情感爱好倾向都是主耶稣难处。
And our emotions and our passions and our hobbies. All the difficulties of the Lord.
主耶稣住在我们里面。
The Lord Jesus dwells in us.
他要从里头彰显出来。
If he wants to manifest through us,
但是到显出来时，我们身上碰到层层的难处。
But when he wants to manifest himself, he encounters a lot of.
不是我们意见主张，就是我们的爱好倾向。
If it's not our ideas, then it's our emotions.
要不然就是我们的聪明智慧和我们的那个思想。
Either our wisdom or our thoughts.
叫主耶稣在我们身上得不着荣耀。
So the Lord Jesus cannot.
弟兄姊妹，在这里只有一个人是最好的。
Brothers and sisters, there's only one person is right.
住在他身上一点难处都没有。
The Lord has no problem in him.
这个人是谁呢？
Who is he?
拉撒路。
Lazarus.
你不要以为拉撒路不爱主。
Don't you think Lazarus doesn't love the Lord?
拉撒路长记得比他两记得还快。
When he grows spiritually, is faster than his sister.
拉撒路一句话都不说。
He didn't say anything.
安安静静躺在坟墓里面。
He just lied down quietly in the grave.
他只等着主耶稣来说话。
Waiting for the Lord Jesus to say.
他真是把他意见主张都放在一边了。
He gave up all his ideas and thoughts.
把他聪明智慧也都舍弃了。
He gave up all his wisdom and knowledge.
他自己情感和爱好也都摆在一边。
His love and his emotions.
这一个人是完全舍己的一个人。
He is the one denying himself completely.
他没有什么话语。
He got nothing to say.
在坟墓里等候主耶稣。
Waiting for the Lord.
主耶稣若是不来的话，我就完了。
If the Lord Jesus doesn't come, I'm through.
他只有一个盼望，就主耶稣快来。
The only hope for him is to wait for.
当主耶稣到了坟墓那里。
When the Lord Jesus came to the grave.
主耶稣，拉撒路出来。
Lazarus, come out.
那一话语带有生命能力，又进到他里面。
This word is full of life and power enters in him.
这个拉撒路就从坟墓里头跳出来了。
And this Lazarus jump up from the grave.
身上还裹着布，走是走不走走走的都不方便，在那跳出来了。
He was jumping because he was bound by the cloth.
因为主耶稣叫他出来，他就出来。
Because the Lord Jesus called him, come out, and he did.
不管他方便不方便，不管难看不难看。
He didn't care much about his convenience or how ugly he looked.
他也没有想到自己身上臭不臭，他就跑跳出来了。
He didn't even think about odor in him.
弟兄姊妹，这一个是把自己摆在死地的一个人。
This is a person put himself to death.
这就是一个舍己的人。
This is the one sacrificed.
弟兄姊妹，弟兄姊妹，十字架不光说到主耶稣的宝血。
Brothers and sisters, the cross that is not only talking about the blood of Jesus.
主耶稣在十字架上为我们完成了救赎的工作。
He has accomplished the redemption on the cross.
叫我们所有的罪都得赦免。
All our sins are forgiven.
但十字架更大的意义来说到我们和主耶稣同死在十字架上。
The greatest meaning of the cross is that we die together with the Lord Jesus.
当主耶稣死的时候，我们和他一同在死了。
When the Lord Jesus Christ died, we died together with him.
也许你不相信这个话，你说我还没生出来，怎么和他同死？
Maybe you don't believe it. You said I wasn't even born. How could I die together with him?
弟兄姊妹，我们还没有生出来，神早就知道我们了。
Brother and sister, before we were born, the Lord already knew us.
这一位神就预知和先见。
He knows everything ahead of time.
我们是活在时间里面，他是永远的神，他没有时间。
When we live in a period of time, but the Lord is eternal, there's no time to him.
我们还没有生出来，他早就知道了我们。
Before we were born, he already knew us.
弟兄姊妹，在主耶稣钉十字架的时候。
Brother and sister, when he was crucified on the cross,
他就把我们这十个人统统摆在主耶稣身上。
He has put us together on the shoulder of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣死了，我们和主耶稣一同死了。
When the Jesus Christ died, we died with him.
主耶稣埋葬，我们和主耶稣一同埋葬。
When he was buried, we buried together with him.
弟兄姊妹，我们为什么要受浸？
Brother and sister, why we have to be buried?
受浸，我们就是表明我们的信仰。
That shows our faith.
我们这一个人已经和主耶稣同死一同埋葬了。
We died and buried together with the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们和主耶稣已经同死，你相信不相信？
Brother and sister, do you believe we have died together with the Lord Jesus?
这是神所做的一件事情，你承认不承认？
This is the work the Lord did. Do you admit it?
如果是我们承认的话，为什么今天我们还是活在自己里面？
We admit this fact, why we still living to ourselves.
我们若是相信和主是一同死了，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们这个自己老自己要摆在死的地位上面。
If we believe we had died together with the Lord Jesus, we really have put ourselves to death.
十字架不是一个装饰品。
The cross is not a decorative item.
十字架乃是个事实。
The cross is a fact.
十字架乃是个能力。十字架乃是把我们这个人摆在死地。
The cross is one to put us to death.
我们的意见和主张摆在死地。
Our idea, our desires put to death.
我们的聪明和智慧摆在死地。
Our wisdom and knowledge put to death.
我们的情感和爱好摆在死地。
Our emotions and our passions put to death.
应当相信我们和主耶稣已经同死了。
We believe that we died together with the Lord.
我们承认这个事实。
We admit this fact.
我们也为这事实做见证。我们把我们自己完全摆在一边。
And we deny ourselves, put aside ourselves.
我们这个人和主是已经同死了。
We have already dead, we died with.
现在活着的。
Now we live.
不再是我。
It's not I.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Jesus Christ lives in me.
弟兄姊妹，这就是十字架的意义。
This is the meaning of the cross.
拉撒路就是这样一个人。
他
就把自己摆在死地。
He put himself to death.
所以当主在说什么，他就听什么。
When Jesus said anything, and he listened.
主怎样吩咐，他就怎样去做。
And he did according to Jesus' order.
拉撒路出来。
The Lord Jesus said, Lazarus, come out.
他也不管他软弱不软弱，就跳出来了。
He didn't care whether he was weak or not. He just.
拉撒路出来。
He said, Lazarus, come out.
他不管他手脚裹有没有裹着布，他就在那跳。
Didn't mind that he's bound. He was bound with cross. He just jumped.
主耶稣要我出来，我走虽然走不动，但我会跳的。
When the Lord calls us to come out, maybe we cannot walk.
主耶稣怎样说，我就怎样听。
We do according to what he.
弟兄姊妹，这就是活在十字架的意义里面，你们人。
Brother and sister, this is the meaning that we live in the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，所有一切的环境和难处。
Brother and sister, all the difficulties and environment
都是为了一件事情，叫我们把自己摆在十字架死地位上面。
One purpose that we put ourselves to death.
拉撒路经过了这一次的试炼。
Lazarus, after this trial,
从死里复活过来了。
He was raised.
马大、玛利亚也经过了这一次的试炼。
Martha and Mary had this trial.
他们也从死里面活过来了。
They were rest from.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在我们身上，那不是一次就可以成功的一件事。
brothers and sisters, maybe it's not just once that this can be a problem.
需要主，咱们说多次多方的做工啊。
He has to work in us many times.
一次一次难处，都是为了这一个目的。
Every time the difficulties is for this purpose.
经过多少的难处，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们才肯把我们的意见主张放在一边呢。
After so many difficulties, then we are willing to give away our own desires and.
经过多少的困苦，我们才肯把我们思想、我们聪明和智慧再放在一边。
So many difficulties come to us, then we try to. Put aside our wisdom and knowledge.
经过多少的打击，我们才肯把我们的爱好、倾向放在一边。
So many punishment, then we are willing to put aside our emotions.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救之后，把自己奉献给主。
When we are saved by grace, we are willing to offer ourselves to God.
主就把握在他的手里头来训练我们。
And He take us.
他所有一切的工作都是让我们这个人越过越减少。
All his work is to lead us to diminish ourselves.
让他在我们里头越过越兴盛。
He himself will be increased.
正像使徒约翰所说的。
Just like the John.
愿我衰微，愿你兴盛。
May I decrease and he increase.
弟兄姊妹，这该是我们在主面前的一个祷告。
This should be the prayer of ours.
当他们经过死而复活之后，你看见这个家庭整个在改变了。
But after this resurrection, this family has completely changed.
现在马大也在那侍候，和从前不一样了。
Martha still serving, but it's different.
马大就站在主耶稣的旁边。
She stands beside Jesus.
一句话都没有。
She
一点埋怨的声音都没有。
No complaining.
她的眼睛不看玛利亚，也不看拉撒路。
Her eyes doesn't look at Mary, neither Lazarus.
她的眼睛只看主耶稣。
She only looked at the Lord Jesus.
她真是像一个仆人一样在仰望主人的手。
Just like a servant look up to his master.
像一个侍女一样在仰望主母的手。
Just like a maid and look up to the.
主耶稣让她做什么，她就做什么。
Lord Jesus tell her to do anything she did.
就是在旧约里头那些做奴仆的人，他为了爱主人缘故，他情愿一生一世做主人的仆人。
She just like that slave in the Old Testament because she loved the master and she wants to serve him for all her life.
他们可以自由，但他们不愿意自由。
She could be free, but she didn't want it.
他们把他们的耳朵贴在门框上面。
They
贴在门框上。
They pierce the ears.
然后这个主人就拿个锥子把他耳朵钉在门框上了。
And the master just pierced their ears.
从今之后，永远侍候我的主人。
And from then on, they serve the master.
侍立在主人的门前。
They standing beside.
主人一说话就听见了。
When the master say anything, they listen.
主人一示意，我就看见了。
When they master want to do anything and they understand.
他怎样吩咐我，我又怎样去行。
They do according to what he orders.
他告诉我什么，我就去做什么。
Whatever he tells me to do, I do it.
现在还是那热心。
She is still eagerness.
现在还是那忙碌。
She is still busy.
现在还是那服侍。
She is still serving.
但是光景和从前不一样了。
The whole condition has been changed.
从前是自己愿意做什么就做什么，愿意到哪里去到哪里去。
She did just what she desired to do. Just like the Lord Jesus told Peter, when you are young, you have the belt and all over the place where you like.
你愿意到哪里去到哪里去。
You go where you like.
但是现在彼得和从前不一样了。
But now Peter is different when he goes.
现在主耶稣说，人要把你束上，带你到你所不愿意去的地方。
Now the people will tie you up and lead you to a place where you're not willing to go.
彼得知道这话，乃是知道他怎样的死，为了荣耀神。
Peter knew this was the indication how he was going to die.
马大就是这样把自己聪明和智慧摆在一边。
The same way Martha gave up her own wisdom and knowledge.
只听主耶稣主人的吩咐。
And she did nothing but listening to the master.
只接受主人的差遣。
And she has been sent by the master.
玛利亚和从前也不一样了。
Mary was changed too.
现在还是非常爱主。
She still loved the Lord.
比从前更爱主耶稣了。
Even more.
但是现在爱主耶稣。
Now when she loves the Lord,
把她从前说最不舍不得的东西都在摆上去了。
But she gave her all the most precious thing to the Lord.
有一处圣经就说到，她把这个一个玉瓶那个极贵重真拿的香膏拿来打碎的那个浇在主耶稣头上。
One place in the Bible tells us that she broke the alabaster vase and put all the most precious ointment and put on Jesus.
这里说到这个，她不仅浇在主耶稣头上，她也抹在主耶稣脚上。
Not only she poured on the head of Jesus, but also on her on his feet.
用自己头发在那擦主耶稣的脚。
Rub it with her own hair.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们的姊妹都知道，我们头发就是我们的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, we know that hair is the glory of our sisters.
这一个人不仅把他所最爱的东西都浇点在主耶稣身上。
She not only gave the most precious thing to the Lord Jesus.
把他所有的荣耀都摆在主耶稣脚下。
And she gave all the glory in front of the feet of.
这瓶香膏不仅是极贵的真拿大香膏。
This ointment, is not only very expensive.
这瓶香膏是他一直都舍不得再拿出来的。
She has kept it so long and was willing to take out.
爱主是爱主，但是她不肯把香膏拿出来。
She has it for a long time. She loved the Lord, but she didn't take out for the Lord.
当拉撒路死的时候，实在是爱他弟弟拉撒路，但这一瓶香膏还是放在家里面。
When Lazarus died, she loved it.Her brother, but she didn't take this kind of ointment for her brother.
她把什么东西都舍掉，可以舍掉，但这一瓶真拿大香膏永远都舍不掉的。
She sacrificed everything, but this bottle of ointment she did not want to take out.
现在的爱乃是真实的爱。
Now her love is a true love.
是没有保留的爱。
Without reservation.
为到主耶稣，把所有一些保留都摆上去了。
Because of the Lord Jesus, she takes away all her reservations for him.
把最舍不得的都交在主耶稣身上。
The most precious thing she likes it the most to give to the Lord Jesus.
不要说她的时间或者是她的财产。
Not only her time, her property.
也不要说她的性命，连所最爱的东西，她都摆在主耶稣脚下。
Not only her life, but the most precious thing in her life she has taken out for the Lord Jesus.
那个玉瓶就代表玛利亚这一个人。
The alabaster vase is a representative of.
这个玛利亚实在是很好的姊妹。
Mary is a great sister.
所以好多人都起名字叫玛利亚。
That's why we have a lot of sisters call herself Mary.
很少人起名叫马大的。
Few sisters call Mary.
因为玛利亚这名字实在是太好了。
Because Mary is a beautiful name.
不是玛利亚这个名字的意义好，是玛利亚这个人好。
It's not the meaning is great, but she is a.Good sister.
我查他字典的玛利亚这个名字是悖逆者背叛的人，这个名字意义的并不算太好。
When I check the dictionary, the meaning of Mary is the apostate.
但是玛利亚这个人是太可爱了。
But Mary is a real sweet sister.
今天我们提起玛利亚，大家都很喜欢她。
When we mention about Mary, we all like her.
这实在是个玉瓶啊，最好的瓶子。
This jade vase is the best vase.
每个人都在欣赏的。
Everybody want to enjoy.
这个玉瓶实在太玉了，太好了。
It's beautiful.
太宝贝了。
So precious.
弟兄姊妹，好是很好。
Even though it's so good.
但是若是不打碎的话，香膏怎么能流出来
？We don't break it. How can the fragrance of the ointment come out?
就是我们再有好的行为，若是我们这个人不会破碎，弟兄姊妹，主耶稣还是不能彰显出来。
If we have a lot of good deeds.We are not willing to break ourselves. The glory of our Lord cannot be manifested.
能够欣赏我们这个玉瓶啊。
The other can enjoy this vase.
人却不能闻到基督的馨香啊。
But they cannot smell the fragrance of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，是玉瓶宝贝呢，还是那个香膏宝贝
？Brothers and sisters, which one is more precious, the vase and the?
保留我的玉瓶宝贝呢，还是让香膏的香味彰显出来宝贝
？Should I keep the vase or let the ointment have the old fragrance?
我在雷弟兄家里头，雷姊妹常常提到这个宋尚界、汪明道，这个好多好多的有名的人物。
I stay with the Louis Neil often mentioning about Dr. Song and Brother Wang.
宋尚界他怎样把他那个博士的学位、那个化学博士学位，统统都牺牲了
？How Dr. Song sacrificed his PhD degree?
他为了主耶稣在那到处传福音呢，受尽了劳苦。
And he was laboring for the Lord and preach the gospel.
那这个王明道他的行为怎样的端正，生活怎样的那个 完全。
And the brother Wang, he deeds were so perfect and he just lived a perfect life.
啊，这个人实在是很好的一个人。
He was a very good man.
弟兄姊妹，他们都是一个玉瓶。
Brothers and sisters, all of them are just a vase.
实在说，这个玉瓶好是很好，但是不能够长久存在的。
This vase is good, but cannot be existed for.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天认识他们，知道他们，不是因为玉瓶的缘故。
Today we know them is not because of the vase.
乃是由他们这一帮人把自己打碎了，香膏流出来了。我们从他们身上闻到了基督的香气。
Because they have broken themselves and the fragrance inside has come out, and we have now smelled the fragrance.
若是您到今天，宋长杰再回来给我们讲道的话。
If Dr. Song come back to preach to us today.
若是让王明道弟兄来为我们跟我们讲话的话。
Brother Wang come to talk to us today.
他要对我们说，弟兄姊妹，我实在算不得什么。
I'm sure they'll say I'm just nothing.
今天我能够给弟兄姊妹一点的帮助，能够叫弟兄姊妹还能够今天还能记得我。
The only help I can offer to you and why you have remembered me.
不是运到我的 PhD 学问，也不是运到我这个生活的完全。
Not because of my PhD degree, nor because of my perfect in my deed.
全世界多少的 PhD 我们都把它忘记了。
We have forgotten so many PhDs in this world.
有多少的圣贤，他们的生活非常圣洁的，但是我们也没有把它，我们也把它摆在一边。
A lot of saints, their deeds are very good, but we couldn't care less about them.
弟兄姊妹，这一般人直到今天，我们还在我们还在那儿念他们的书。
Until today, we still read their books.
我们提起他们来，我们都是觉得充满了馨香啊。
Because when we read about them, the fragrance of God.
弟兄姊妹，为什么？因为他们把自己打碎了。
Why? Because they have broken themselves.
香膏流出来了。
The fragrance of the.
基督的馨香彰显出来了。
The fragrance has been manifested.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们侍奉神没有什么可取的。
Today, when we serve the Lord, we cannot do it. There's nothing for us to take.
我们实在算不得什么。
We are nothing.
若是我们看见我们所侍奉这位是谁。
If we see whom we are serving.
我们认识了主耶稣的荣耀。
If we know the glory of the Lord.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们要爬着、跪着、求着，我们来侍奉神。
Then we will fell down and bow and to ask God.
我们不仅要侍奉他，我们真是愿意把我们所有一切都打碎在他面前。
Not only we want to serve him, but we're willing to break all ourselves.
好让他从我身上彰显出来。
So that he may be manifested.
让我们大家都能闻到基督的馨香啊。
So all of us can smell the fragrance.
不是我有什么宝贝，那是主耶稣基督宝贝。
It's not because we are precious, but he is precious.
不是我有什么可夸的，那这位主耶稣是荣耀的。
It's not that anything we can boast about, but the Lord Jesus is our boast.
让每一个人都看见主耶稣荣耀。
Everybody can see his glory.
让每一个人都闻到主耶稣的香气。
Everybody can smell his grace.
不仅在教会里面充满了基督的馨香。
Not only the church will fill up with this fragrance.
即使历史历代要在神的儿女们中间那个香气在彰显出来。
The Lord has revealed himself from the history of himself.
弟兄姊妹，只有把自己打碎。
Brothers and sisters, there's only way to break ourselves.
把自己放在一边。
Put ourselves aside.
主耶稣的智慧、能力、荣耀、丰富才能从我们上彰显出来。
So the wisdom and the knowledge and the power can be manifested through us.
那一个拉撒路虽然没有讲话。
Lazarus, he didn't say anything.
但是拉撒路坐在他们中间呢，就那个彰显出来了那个主耶稣复活的荣耀。
Because of his deathless, the glory of God manifested through him.
就产生出了伟大的影响力量。
Produced a great power.
好多人因着拉撒路的缘故回去信了耶稣。
A lot of people they believe the Lord Jesus because of Lazarus.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为你不讲话就不能影响人。
Brothers and sisters, maybe you think you don't talk.
若是你真是活在主耶稣里面，
if you really live in the Lord,
你就坐在这个地方，就产生出影响力量来。
Just sitting there, you can produce an effect.
人看见你，就将荣耀归给我们的神。
When people see us, and they will give glory to our Lord.
人闻到你身上的馨香，人回去就信了耶稣。
They smell the fragrance of the Lord, and when they go home, they believe this God.
这个家庭和从前不一样的。
This family was different.
当主耶稣头一次到他们家的时候，他们天整他们预备饭，一直从早晨预备到中午，到末了主耶稣没有吃饭。
The first time when Jesus was with them, they busy from morning to noon, and Jesus didn't eat their dinner.
但现在他们从死里复活，就为主耶稣摆设宴席。
Then when they, Lazarus was resurrected, they had a big feast.
主耶稣在那家里不仅得到安息，他的也得到了满足。
Not only Jesus was rested in their family, but he was satisfied.
主耶稣是他们的享受，他们也是主耶稣的享受。
The Lord Jesus was their satisfaction, and also, they were Jesus' satisfaction.
弟兄姊妹，这就是主耶稣所要得到的伯大尼。
That's what the Lord want to obtain.
到末了。主耶稣就把门徒们从这里从那里从耶路撒冷领出来
and later the Lord Jesus would lead all the people from here and there and from Jerusalem
把他们带到伯大尼那个地方
they led them to the place of Bethany
在那为他们祝福
and they blessed them
就从那个地方升到天上去了
and he was ascended from there
弟兄姊妹主要把那些爱他的人
Brother and sister, the Lord wants to call all His loved ones.
那些跟随他的人
those who follow Him,
就要从这里从那里
He wants to lead from here.
就要从许多宗教士这里把他们领出来
He wants to call them out from different religions.
把他们带到伯大尼
lead them to the place of Bethany.
住在那祝福他们
The Lord was blessed them.
那个主的祝福从那里彰显出来了
And His blessing was.
主的祝福从他们中间流出来了
And the blessing of God was flowing
像江河一样
Just like the flowing
一直涌流一直要涌流
Keep on flowing and flowing
今天我们这些人蒙恩蒙福都是因着主当初的祝福
Now we have saved by grace is because the blessing of that time
我们都在这个祝福的流里面
We are all in the flowing of His blessing
但愿这个祝福也能从我们中间流出去
Hope this kind of blessing will flow through us.
他们中间就升到天上去。
Then the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven.
主耶稣得到荣耀。
The Lord Jesus was glorified.
他完全得胜。
He was completely.
大大的得胜，大大的得胜。
And he won the victory.
胜过了罪。
He won the sin.
胜过了世界。
He won the world.
胜过了仇敌。
He won defeat.
胜过了所有的一切。主耶稣升到天上坐在宝座上面他的仇敌成为他的脚凳把所有的仇敌踏在他的脚下主耶稣完全得胜了这一个荣耀的得胜弟兄姊妹伯大尼他们那一般人他们亲眼看见了
Brothers and sisters the people in Bethany they have seen the Lord Jesus
他们都为了这一个得胜在做见证
and they witness for this victory
我们看见主耶稣升到天上
we saw the Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven
我们看见主耶稣完全得胜了
when we saw the Lord Jesus won completely
主耶稣大大的得胜了
he won great victory
他们成了主耶稣复活的见证人
and they become the witness of the Jesus resurrection
那些门徒们从他们中间得到祝福
and the disciples get the blessing through them
从今之后他们再也不忧愁了
from then on they never worried about anything
他们就欢欢喜喜地回到耶路撒冷去
and they went to Jerusalem rejoiced
在那里在殿里在神的家里面在一直赞美一直在崇赞神
They thank and praise God in the temple of God.
但愿人从我们中间出去的时候
I hope that the people, when they come out from our temple,
人离开辛辛那提的时候
when they leave Cincinnati,
他们都带着主的祝福在那出去
they carry the blessing of God.
充满了欢喜快乐
They were filled with joy.
无论在什么地方都在从赞神在赞美神
Wherever they go, they will praise and thank God.
因为他们在这里看见了主耶稣得胜的见证
Because they have seen the victorious witness of Him.
主恩待我们
The Lord will bless us.
在这荒凉的世界里头
In the world, in the desolate world like this.
使我们成为伯大尼
Let us be Bethany.
多少神的儿女们不能叫主的心得了满足
A lot of children of God, they cannot satisfy heart of Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹我们要祷告
We have to pray.
求主怜悯我们
Ask God to have mercy upon us.
让我们成为伯大尼
So that we may be Bethany.
让主在这里得到安息
Let God have rest in us.
让主的心得了满足。
Let his heart be satisfied.
这是我在你们中间的盼望。
This is our hope.
主恩待你们。
Lord have mercy on you.
我们所需要的
and he always prepares what we do need.
所以他特别的将魏弟兄从西岸的 Los Angeles 带他来到我们当中
especially brought our brother away from Los Angeles.
我们实在感谢赞美主
we really thank the Lord.
我想这几天来我们每个人都有一定有深深的感动和灵命里面有很多的长进
I think many of us are very touched by the last few days and we have growth in us.
在这里我希望大家能够出来我们分享你们的见证
if you have any sharing we'd like to do please do so